Uddhava. And all
Devaki, Vasudev, Ugra,
that, a strong belief that Krishna is son of Vasudev Nanda, but
Devaki,
and he has been taken away in Gokul, and Krishna was only adopted son of Nanda and Yashoda. But really it was not that. It has been written so many places. But Nandastu Atmaja Utpanne Jalat Ladam. At the time of birth of any child, there must be some link with mother. And cutting off that in India, it is called Jat Karma. So there was a Jat Karma in
Gokul,
not in Mathura. So he, Krishna appeared as a Narayan without birth. And here, birth lila, past tense was done. Nakhalu gopika nandano bhavan akhila dehinam antaratma de. Oh, are you not son of Yashoda? Surely you are son of Yashoda. Also in the end of Srimad Bhagavatam,
pasupangajaya,
coming from the anga of pasup, pasup means goop, that is Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Pasupangajaya. Also in the last, in 12th perhaps or 20th canto, it has been told.
Jayati janani vasu devaki janma bado.
Devaki janma bado mane?
Said to be born of devaki.
It has been told, it is for those who don't know anything. Only bad. Bad means it is idea of some bogus person, not. But he was really the son of Nanda and Yashoda. What? Jayati, jayati. So, Devaki janma bado, Jadubara parishat swar durubha darshan, Sri Chara Bharaja Nikna,
Susmitasya Mukhina, Vrajapurabhanidhanam, Vardhana Kamadevam.
Vardhana Kamadevam of Gopis.
Vrajapurabhanidhanam.
He was surely the son of Nanda and Yashoda. And partly he was the son of
Devaki
and Vasudev in Aswarjamut. Aswarj means in affluence, like affluence. So he is telling that being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nanda Kima Karot Brahman. O Brahman, O Sukadeva Goswami, who is telling?
Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaj. Who is Parikshit Maharaj? A conditioned soul? Never. He was more lucky than Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami had never any occasion to sit in the lap of Krishna and to be crossed by Krishna. But Parikshit Maharaj was saved in the womb of his mother, by Krishna. And Parikshit Maharaj was looking, oh, this person is Krishna or not? This person, oh, never. This person, this
always
person.
Examining. So
always searching Krishna. He is Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna saved him and took Parikshit Maharaj in the boyhood in his lap, and he taught everything to Parikshit Maharaj like his son or nephew. So Sukadeva Goswami was not so much fortunate to come any way in the laps of. So he is so much high class of Vaishnava, Parikshit Maharaj. He is asking, Nanda kim akarot? What Nanda has done? Nanda Maharaj. And Yashoda, that Yashoda gave always milk her breast in the mouth of Krishna, and spontaneously milk was coming without any
sucking.
Shockness. Always, always. So Yashoda Mahabhaga, Nandavaj Mahodayam, Mahaudayam, very lucky. And Yashoda Mahabhaga, Mahabhaga. He tightened also Krishna, always used to control. Oh, now you have become so naughty. I will tighten tight wheel with grinding mortar. And Krishna began to weep. So how lucky. There was not any sadhak jeev, even not any liberated jeev, never so. What they were? They are
bodily manifestation of
Balaram. They are eternal
associates,
father and mother of Krishna. Dasharatha and Kausalya have come from them. All other incarnations mother from Nanda and Yashoda. Same Nanda and Yashoda has come in the shape of Sachi and
Jagannath.
But we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Diti and
Kashyap
and Aditi and
Drona and Dhara.
Drona and Dhara has done so much austerities to Brahma. And when Brahma was satisfied, he told that what we want, they only wanted that we want Vasal Prem to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only we want. And what Kashyap and Aditi, they wanted benediction from himself Narayan, that you should be my son. So they have son, Kashyap Aditi, that is Vasudeva Devaki. Krishna became son, but partly with opulence. Not he took birth from her womb, but here in Gokul. That the two sadhaks, Drona and Dhara, given benediction by Brahma, they came to Braj and they entered in the body of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and they tested Vatsalya Ras because they wanted to have this Vatsalya Ras. So they were manifestations of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Yashoda and Nanda have nothing to do, any austerities or any aradhana or anything. Krishna will do aradhana of Nanda Baba. He will take
these
shoes, and not shoes, but sandals on his head, sometimes here. Baba, Baba, like this. So, how they are lucky. When a Vatsalya Ras is so high. Uddhava went to Braja and he realized how highest of this Vatsalya Sne. He went to Nanda Baba and told, oh, you are so lucky. Nanda Baba told, how I am lucky? I am worst in whole world. There is not anyone unlucky than me. Why you are telling me so lucky? Oh, Krishna is yours, not son. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is never son to anyone, but he has accepted you, father and mother. So you are lucky. Then Nanda Baba began to weep bitterly. I am not able to be his father. Never, never. There is only one father in this world. Who was?
Dasarath Maharaj.
Maharaj Dasarath was only father. because he, when Ram went to forest with his order, he followed his order and went to forest for 14 years. Dasarath Maharaj never told anything, only Ram. Ha Ram entered, Ha, and he
left
this world, this body. But Krishna, being my own son, and Krishna left us, and he has gone to Mathura. I am still alive, I am not
dead.
My heart is like stone, more than stone. Why I am not dying? So, I cannot die like Dasarath. Why? Because I am made of iron. And telling so, Krishna left us. And he went where he has more and more love and affection. There in Mathura he has. We are Gopi Jati, so so poor that we cannot love and give more affection like Mathura, Vasudeva Mandir. That is he has done and left us. And he became friend, weeping. Then Uddhava told, I've done mistake. Why I told this? But what should I tell? He was unlucky? I cannot tell. Any Shastra cannot tell like this that he was unlucky. All Shastra are telling those who are had only one drop of
tear
for Krishna, they are so much high class of devotees. All Shastra are telling. And he is weeping bitterly for so long time. How he is highest? I cannot be like the feet dust of Nanda Baba. So I have told the real, but now I am seeing. I should not have told this. But what should I tell? And he began to think. And he became mad. He has no word in this dictionary. If I am telling that, you are weeping so you are
so fortunate.
So fortunate. Then it will not satisfy him. So what should I tell that he should be satisfied? But there was no word for him. And he did pranam Baba, Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba told that, really, you are not so intelligent. I thought that you have become intelligent in the company of Krishna, but you are so
ignorant.
Your intelligence is like a boy who has not even
teeth come out.
Developed his teeth.
Teeth, like this. So, he could not satisfy. How he can satisfy gopis more than this? Only it has been told there, Shukdeva Goswami told, Nanda Hakim of Rajan, Parikshit Maharaj told only, Nanda Hakim of Brahman, Seya Yo Mahodayam, Yasodava Mahabhaga Papo Jashastana. How high class of devotion is Vatsalya Rasa? Nemam Brancho na bhavo no se panga sanseya prasadam lebhire gopi jatat prapti muktida. Then Shukdev Goswami, happily, full of joy, glorifying them, is telling, Nemam Brancho, even Brahma, being the son of Padmanabha, Narayan, Bhava Shankar and she api Anga Sanshaya. Lakshmi always
keeping his
massaging his feet in her lap always, not giving up, not a
moment also, second also.
Not a stopping. Prasadam levhire, prasadam na levhire, prasadam na levhire, prasadam na levhire. Virancho na levhire, bhavo na levhire. She, Lakshmi, never, 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 never. Gopi jatat paapam vimukti madat. Krishna can give an eternal bliss, liberation. This is Bhumukti, but even Bhimukti, Vishesh Mukti, that is up to Madhur Rash, he can give anything. Up to Madhur Rash he can give, Vatsala Rash can give everything. So Gopi Prasadam Levhire, Gopi was given these kinds of remnant Panya Prasadam, Kripa, Mercy. So Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda are eternal father and mother of Krishna. Highest topic of Vatsala Prem is there. Prabhu kahe, yo uttam, oh very good, very good. Uttam, high class of Siddhant. But I want to hear something more. Raya kahe kant bhav, prem shaddhasar. No? Have you Swamiji's explanation? Not here. Oh, I missed to tell you that you should bring Bhagavatam and explain this, what he has written for part. You can go quickly and bring. Prince Yuang. O nitant rata prasada sarjo sitang nanil gandak ruchang kuto anya raso savasya bhaj danda grihita kanta labdha shisham jada udhuga brajasundari na. How sweet. We should try to hear all these things. And then we should make our object, aim and object of our sadhana and bhajan. Without hearing all this, anyone cannot make decision that what should be the aim and
object of our life.
Sukadeva Goswami is happily telling. Here, Uddhava is telling. When he realized the glories of gopis, give him. Oh, 47
chapter,
60 slok. Madhya 8, 79.
Nayam sriyonga unatantarate prasada swaryoshitam nalanagandaru cham kutonya. Rasotsavesya bhujadanda grihita kante labdhashi shamya udgar brajasundari naam.
Uddhav is telling.
When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Lila, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets.
Very good.
Whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to the material estimation?
Part. There are so many more jewels hidden in this. So much devil. Vishwanatha Krishna Thakurji Goswami, Sanatana Goswami Thakurji had discovered so many jewels. But he should be satisfied by only this.
No. रासोत्सवे अस्य भुजदंड गृहीत कंठ लब्धा शीशां ज उद्गाद ब्रज सुंदरी व्हाट ही हैज टोल्ड The gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. There are two things. Gopis in Rash Asthali. When Rash the prince was there. Sometimes Gopi used to give his arms in the neck of what it means. And when Krishna gives his arms in the neck of Gopis, there are two different things. If a child wants one thing, he gives his arm in the
So those who are like child, they give their arms in neck of his father and mother, are superior. When gopi are giving their arms in the neck of Krishna, it means that he is Prabhu of gopis. But here it is not told. Krishna is giving his arm in the neck of gopis. Why?
Gopi is superior to Krishna.
Because gopis are superior. Krishna cannot fulfill what gopis are wanting, desiring. But gopis can fulfill the desire of all desire of Krishna. So they are gopi. What is the meaning of gopi?
Gopani sangrakshane eva.
Gopayati, rakshayati, supporting, nourishing. Fulfilling all the desires are gopis. From gup dhatu.
Gup.
So gopi are like that. Gopi can fulfill all the desires because they are halladini shakti. So they can please Krishna in all ways. But Krishna cannot do. So what Krishna desires here? Oh, I have disappeared from Rash and you have become like mad. But if you will disappear from Rash, then I may die. Don't have any doubt. So he is taking this. And he wants to test highest topic of Rash because he is Rasho Vaishaha. So he has given his arms in the neck of gopis like childs and beloved, most beloved of gopis. That is why Krishna has told, na pareham nirvadya sanyujyam. We are coming next on this day. So, Krishna has never given his arms in the neck of Rukmini, Shatthabhama or any one of the queens in Dwarka. Never, never. Rama has never given his arms in the neck of Sita. Never. Only for gopis. It has done Krishna. And it is a sign that Naparaheyam Nirvadyas. I cannot repay you, O gopis. What you have done for me, it is unrepayable.
Unparalleled.
So I cannot repay. You have left everything for me, but I cannot leave any of the devotees in this world. I cannot leave my father, mother, anyone. Even the devotees of Dwarka, even the devotees of Hastinapur, even devotees of any part of any world. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamya. If anyone is partly doing service to me, given himself, I will give some partly things. I will repay. Up to Vatsala Rasa, I can repay all. But I cannot repay you. So this prem is highest. But you know, or 7.5. So gopi prem is highest. That is the object, highest object in this world. So prem, prayojan. So any of the five, you can select that what should be object of our heart, and then decide. And then our way, process, will be decided afterward. So he has told that gopis are so much highest, and among gopis who is more superior? Srimati Radhika. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked a question? If Srimati Radhika was very much beloved, supreme devotee, beloved to Krishna, then why he, in hide way, he followed Radhika? Why not he left all and followed Srimati Radhika? Why he was hiding? That means, understand? What?
Secretly he took Srimati Radhika from Ras Dance in the fear of gopis.
Yeah.
Why not openly took Radhika and pursue her?
Understand?
No.
Mahaprabhu told, Rai Ramanand told, in Basanti Rash it has been told that in Ras Lilas Srimati Radhika at once
Disappeared from Ras.
And then Krishna saw, where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? If Srimati Radhika is not in Ras, there should not be Ras. This Raj is only to please Srimati Radhika. So Krishna also became
disappeared
to search Radhika. Oh, Radhike, where you are? He was calling on Bansi. Hey, Radhike, where? Without you, I cannot leave. I cannot be safe. So please give me darshan. And telling, he followed her, Srimati Radhika. So it appears that not secretly only, hidden way, but in vivid way, he followed Radhika. So Srimati Radhika's prem, Radhika's
love
and affection for Krishna is supreme. And this is the highest topic of
object.
Gaur Brahman. He asked, what is the Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and so many things. So try to come from near. From where? Then come to process. Adau Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha.
Atha sati sato bhavo tato prema bhujanshati
sadhakanam ayam prema prabhavir bhavit pramaha.
So you should begin from shraddha, sadhusham, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, then swarup siddhi, bhav, then sthai bhav, and after that prem, and then vastu siddhi, then sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, maha. You can then touch Radhika mood or any mood of gopis, and you will realize all these things. If you have a little greed for this, your life is successful, and you can select your process of devotion. That's today. Satisfied by this Harikatha. And try to remember always, and accordingly doing devotion and practice for these things. Try to hear more and more with qualified devotees. We have no chance of falling down. Any kirtan?